The local preacher went to visit the Artemis family, who had been increasingly absent from assembling with the local congregation. And as he sat down with Sister Artemis and her son Billy, they were at the kitchen table, and he was trying to encourage them to be more dedicated in their attendance, both at Bible study as well as at worship services. She answered that the whole family studies the Bible, but they study it at home, and that they spend a lot of prayer time in prayer as a family. And to prove it, she turned to her son Billy and said, "You go into the living room and get the book by your father's chair that he loves to read every evening." So Billy went to the living room and came back to the kitchen table with a Victoria's Secret catalog. You see, that was the book his father loved to read. Now all the people gathered together as one man in the open square that was in front of the water gate. And they told Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded Israel. So Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly of men and women and all who could hear with understanding on the first day of the seventh month. Then he read from it in the open square that was in front of the water gate from morning until midday, before the men and women who could understand. And the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. Quite a contrast. This book reaches back in time to before there was time or space or matter or energy. And it opens up to us the mystery of the mind of God. This book reaches into the future beyond the existence of the sun and the stars, beyond the existence of the earth and this whole universe, reaches into the future beyond those things. This book contains the wisdom that silences the young and the old, the arrogant and the powerful, while lifting up and exalting the weak and the weary, while bringing favor and comfort to the downcast and downtrodden. This book contains the instructions on how to be restored to the innocence of our infancy, to the wonder and joy of childhood. This book enables us to enjoy every moment of life, whether painful or pleasant. This book. Preachers, the people who wear the name of the Lord, want to hear from the Word of God. Like Ezra, bring the book. There's only one. Bible class teachers, your students are hungry for the faith that can only come from a single source, from hearing the word of the Lord. Bring the book. There's only one. Christians, your family and friends, co-workers, classmates, desperately need the life that is written in the word of the Lord. Bring the book. There's only one. But you must continue in the things which you've learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you've learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. That's this book. There is only one. We will spend time with a lot of things in life that we are convinced are quite important. We will spend time with things in our life that we will even think are vital and essential. But we will never spend better time in this world than is that which is spent with this book open and our hearts and minds open to what it contains. This is the book. For those who are outside of Christ, this is the book that puts you into Christ. For those who have erred from the faith, this is the book that brings you back. And for those who are striving to get to heaven, this is the book that will guide you there. We're going to sing an invitation song, and it is our earnest desire to help you come to the book and use the book to come to Christ. Begin by coming forward while we stand and sing. Jesus.